The White House is weighing the next move to try to reinstate President Trump's temporary travel bans on all refugees and visitors from seven majority Muslim countries, an indefinite ban on Syrian refugees. The White House lost its appeal to a federal court, which upheld Washington State's stay of the travel bans, that state's attorney general arguing, in part, that the order would harm Washington State's economy. While other states could make a similar argument, Georgia is home to Fortune 500 companies, refugee resettlement agencies, and universities that attract students and faculty from around the world. Sean Powers from Here Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
J.D. McCrary heads the Atlanta office for the International Rescue Committee. It's a resettlement organization. McCrary says the last few weeks have been a whirlwind for many of the people he's trying to help.
We are counseling our clients, you know, on making sure that they adjust their status to lawful permanent resident as soon as possible, and if they're eligible, to pursue citizenship. And we are providing counseling to those who have been separated from their family.
McCrary says he serves more than 4,000 people a year in Georgia. About a fourth are newly arrived refugees. His agency gets federal funding for each new arrival. The city of Clarkston in DeKalb County is a destination for many of these people. It's been described as the Ellis Island of the South. Mayor Ted Terry says his community would take a direct economic hit if refugees couldn't settle there.
A large part of the economy is based around the rent, the utilities, the money spent at grocery stores. And then the good news is that after 180 days, 91% of these refugees are self-sufficient, so they have a job.
I'm Birendra Dakal, and I'm originally from Bhutan.
Clarkston residents shared stories of coming to the U.S. at a recent town hall meeting.
15 years' time, I consider myself a lucky man because all my children are now successful. They are highly educated. They are professionals. I myself is earning some $10 per hour. I consider myself a lucky man because I was a refugee. I didn't have $10 in my pocket when I came to this country.
Businesses that employ refugees and immigrants are also keeping a close eye on President Trump's executive order. For example, there's Atlanta-based Coca-Cola. In a statement, CEO Muhtar Kent called the travel ban contrary to Coke's core values and beliefs. Atlanta immigration attorney Kim Thompson works for the national labor and relations firm Fisher Phillips. She says she's been advising businesses to ask employees some tough questions.
What their nationality is, where they were born, and determine whether it's actually mission critical for someone to travel outside the U.S.
But the travel ban does create opportunities, says former Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston. He worked on Donald Trump's campaign. Kingston says Georgia-based organizations affected by the ban could take this opportunity to present their own ideas for improving the security of international travel.
We've had a very significant refugee crisis, and what the Trump administration is trying to balance national security, human crisis, and immigration security. So this is part of his comprehensive approach.
That approach comes as the Trump administration considers other proposals to limit immigration. Meanwhile, Georgia Senator David Perdue has proposed cutting the number of legal immigrants to the U.S. in half. For Here and Now, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.